New Democratic Governor Janet Mills used her inaugural address last night to outline an ambitious policy agenda. She says she'll focus on making Maine a leader in tackling climate change, ensuring residents have access to health care, and making the aging state more attractive to young professionals. But woven throughout her 25-minute address was a promise for a dramatic change in direction from her predecessor, Republican Paul LePage. Steve Missler has our story.
The ceremony at the Augusta Civic Center was 2 hours long, full of speeches and procedure. For the Democrats in the crowd, it may have seemed like a blip in time compared to the last 8 years under LePage, but they had the right music for the occasion, a historic one, as it turns out.
This girl is on fire! This girl is on fire!
But even with that, the crowd was a tad impatient. At one point, Mills had to hold off the applause so she could complete the oath of office.
The duties incumbent on me as governor of the state of Maine.
Great. And Secretary of State Matt Dunlap could barely get through a spirited rendition of the official proclamation before his voice was swamped by cheers.
I therefore declare that Janet Trafton Mills is governor and commander-in-chief of the state of Maine, and that due obedience should be rendered to all her acts and commands as such. God save the great state of Maine!
Democrats have reason to be excited. They have control of the state legislature, and they have their first governor after 8 often futile years battling Governor LePage. And they have a woman in the governor's office, the first in Maine's 198-year history as a state. Mills, who was the first woman elected as a prosecutor and later became the first attorney general, immediately acknowledged her place in history, but she didn't dwell on it.
When future generations read of this day, they'll wonder what all the fuss was about.
Instead, Mills talked about her victory as a natural cultural progression, hard fought, but inevitable. And that's how she described the change she hoped to bring to Augusta, using a turn of phrase about streams to talk about a progressive and ambitious agenda that her administration will pursue over the next 4 years. She began with climate change, noting the warming temperatures in the Gulf of Maine, ocean acidification, and forests that she said were more suitable for ticks than to spruce and fir trees.
Tonight I say enough. Enough with studies, talk, and debate. It is time to act.
Mills says her goal is to have 50% of Maine electricity come from renewable sources, a significant contrast to LePage, who worked fervently to oppose wind and solar expansion in Maine. And she said the Maine governor's mansion will be a symbol of this new direction.
When you drive by the Blaine House in the coming weeks, look for some new solar panels that we're going to install.
Mills also said she'll end LePage's efforts to block the expansion of Medicaid that voters approved last year. She says the law won't just help low-income Mainers, but also provide treatment for an opioid crisis that claimed over 400 lives in 2017. She says more treatment and expanded access to the overdose reversal drug Narcan are also topping her list of priorities. So is education funding, workforce development, and a new state agency that will prepare the state for new business opportunities and lure young people to Maine. And Mills says she plans to put up a new sign at the Maine-New Hampshire border.
From now on, yes, a sign will greet all those arriving in our state at the Kittery line, and it will say simply, "Welcome home."
Mills' sign proposal is another reference to LePage, who put an open for business sign in the very same spot when he took office 8 years ago. But for all the changes in policy Mills is promising, she's also vowing a change in governing style. She closed her speech with a promise to work collaboratively, and that was well received by Republican Senate Leader Dana Dow.
Republicans are ready to go to work. We're ready to roll up our sleeves. We're ready to compromise. And we expect that we will be listened to. We hope that we will be listened to.
Dow says Mills has already opened a dialogue with Republican leaders. He says fundamental differences between the two parties remain over taxes, regulations, and energy. But for now, both sides are talking like civil disagreements are possible, and that alone would be a big change in Augusta. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.